don't mind this thing. It's something I keep wanting to bat away like a fly, but it's there. Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming and for being a part of the meetings and this special occasion for myself and Brother Jeremy and Brother Emmanuel as we graduate from our Bible college studies, not to go on and do nothing, but to launch into another chapter of what the Lord has for us, and to go on in more studies. I dare say there will be plenty of long hours prepared for us both in the coming years of, yes, very in-depth study. Firstly, I'd like to extend some special thanks to those who have put in many hours into the structure of the college syllabus, putting the courses together. And firstly, I'd like to thank Pastor Dan for his encouragement through each of the courses. He even sat in on some of the courses, although I know he was endeavouring to gain some personal growth from those courses. It was also a great encouragement for me just to have another person there. And he's always a positive spirit to have there and encouraging me, so that was good. And I thank you for your help throughout these years of study. Also, a special thank you to Pastor Ian Weston for all the work that you've put into putting together your courses that we have been able to utilise here. Two of those courses that we used here were Hebrews and Romans, and they are two of my very favourite courses from the whole 3 years, and particularly Hebrews. While we were going through the book of Hebrews, even if some of the other courses were a bit of a challenge at times, it was always exciting to come and know that we were going to be back in the book of Hebrews for me. So that was a highlight for me, and it has been a real blessing for us to be able to use these courses, and we really appreciate the time and effort that has gone into preparing those, and I know many late nights or even early mornings. So thank you very much. Also, a big thank you to Pastor Simeon, who has really organised pretty well everything on this end with the college curriculum, and that's been a real blessing that I've had Pastor Simeon right here if I have any questions. He's always been very quick to answer my questions, to get back to me if I have any questions, and it's been a real blessing to have him teaching us through the homiletics course and giving us some very practical helps there. So I'm very, very thankful for that. And homiletics has taught me some really invaluable lessons about discipline in study and what it requires, what it takes to prepare even a single sermon. So I'm very thankful for all that we have learned through the homiletics course, and very thankful to Pastor Simeon for all of his effort, all of his input throughout these past 3 years. I'd also like to say thank you to Brother Seth and Brother Emmanuel, Sister Anna Oxbeer, and Sister Karen as well, who have also participated in some of the courses along the way and have been a real encouragement to me. It's been good to have, particularly Anna has been there for the last 2 years through just a couple of the courses along the way. And as Pastor Simeon went through the list of courses that Anna has done the other night, I sat there and thought, oh yeah, we did that one together, and we did that one together, and that one. And it brought back to mind how many times I was encouraged to have somebody else studying there with me, so I didn't feel quite so much like I was on my own for all the courses. But they have each of them has been a blessing to me, and they continue to be a blessing as well. And so a big thank you to them as well. And also a very big thank you to my wife, Bianca, who has been my biggest support and held me together at times. And I'm very, very thankful to God for bringing her into my life and for the relationship that we have and for the support that I've received there as well. So thank you, Bianca. Well, now to my testimony. My testimony is what Brother Ringwald would call a ripper of a testimony. Fairly similar to Brother Jeremy, I was also saved at 5 years of age. And all glory to God there. I grew up in a Christian home with two Christian parents who always attended church and made sure that at church we sat still and we paid attention. And you knew that if you didn't sit still and pay attention, there would be an appointment later on at home. And I still haven't decided which was worse, when we arrived at the appointment or the wait to get there. Sometimes the car ride of shame was the worst, yes. Quite miserable, I assure you. But Dad's a very no-nonsense sort of guy, so we always knew that mucking around in church was just not on. But I'm thankful for that because I did learn a lot in those early years, and even now I'm surprised at some of the things that come back to my mind and I think, oh, I actually learned that when I was really young. And I'm thankful for that, to have been raised in a good Christian family and to have had the church environment as well. As I said, like Jeremy, I was saved at about 5 years of age. I trusted Christ as my personal Lord and Saviour. Now, my wife will confirm that I do have a pretty shocking memory for things that have happened in the past. She's always correcting me on my dates and, you know, when such and such happened and who was wearing what, all that sort of thing. But I remember all the peculiar facts that are really out left field or something, you know. That's me. But I do remember some details about the day when I trusted Christ as my Saviour. I remember that there had just prior to that, there'd been some meetings at the church, and we'd been challenged about our need to trust Christ as our Saviour. But there'd also been a message on the rapture. And so that was sort of in my mind at the time. And I recall telling my mum that I was ready to get saved, and she's referred me to Dad. And so he sat down with me in the living room, and I remember he was explaining the gospel to me, but I don't really remember what he said or what I said. I remember I cried, and so that was something pretty distinct for me, helps me to remember it. And I do remember that I knew that I was, you know, praying that the Lord Jesus would be my Saviour and that he heard me. Amen. I knew that he heard me.
Amen.
And that was something that stayed with me. So that, yes, that's a blessing that I can remember at least those details, even if I don't remember other things. But yes, I knew that the Lord Jesus had heard me and that he answered my prayer and that I was saved. Following this, I knew I was a Christian, and this meant that now I had to be a good boy. And my parents will testify that, well, I tended to be fairly quiet. I was also fairly troublesome, a bit devious, and often got my younger siblings into trouble. And this, of course, amongst many other things, left me with a guilty conscience. And, of course, when you have a guilty conscience, that begins to strain on your relationship with the Lord. And as I grew older, I began to doubt my salvation. When I was about 17 years of age, I had to really come head to head with this doubt that I had, these doubts about whether I was truly saved, because at this point, the self-life really sought dominance. And of course, when you're battling with the self-life, and as the Apostle Paul testifies, you know, the things that we would not are the things that we end up doing, and the things that we would do are the things we don't do. And so sin was beginning to gain dominance in my life, and so that made me question my salvation even more. Surely if I'm a Christian, you know, my life will be cleaned up real quick, you know. I wouldn't be having these problems if I was truly a Christian, that sort of thing. So even though I tried hard, I tried to maintain devotions, they became shorter, and So my spiritual life began to suffer greatly. And one day I was listening to a message from one of the National Baptist Fellowship meetings, and the speaker really challenged us about our reasons for doubting our salvation. And God revealed to me that day that the reason I was doubting my salvation, firstly, was because of sin in my life, guilty conscience, but also because while looking back to that time when I was about 5 years old where I trusted Christ as my Saviour, I was looking back and thinking, surely I didn't understand enough to really know what I was doing. Or did I pray the prayer right? And the focus was on myself, on whether I did it right. And God challenged me on this and revealed to me that I wasn't resting in Christ and in his finished work. And so I had to deal with that in my life and trust Christ. And I found great peace in resting in his finished work.
Amen.
And I know that as Pastor Ian Weston preached when he was here last time, we're still learning to truly know what it is to enter into his rest. But indeed, I have found the rest of knowing that he is my Saviour, and there's nothing that I can do to lose my salvation, and I am perfectly content to leave my salvation in his hands.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, the call to ministry. When I was about 21 years of age, everything seemed to be going well, and I was enjoying just being a young guy who was keeping his eye open for that bride-to-be, of course. And at this time, we had had a number of guest speakers come through the church. And to me, it was funny because they all seemed to be saying a fairly similar thing. And this one message seemed to be coming through quite commonly and even popped up in sort of random places, would pop out in different messages that I was listening to. And this message was that God needs men who will enter the ministry, who will be his servants, who will preach his word faithfully. Now, I was pretty certain that I was going to do a trade, and I'd already missed out on doing carpentry for one reason or another. And so I had my mind set on doing an electrical apprenticeship, and that was going to be it for me. But over the next year, the Lord was just quietly working in my heart. And to me, it seemed like God wasn't really bothering me about it. He was leaving me alone, so I figured, well, that was settled. But I was wrong. And one evening, I remember sitting in the house at my parents' place, and I was just sitting at the desk where I kept my laptop. And to me, it just seemed like the house was so noisy that night. It was really loud. And looking back, that I know there was no more noise than on any other night. But to me, that night, it was really loud, oppressive noise. But that was noise that was going on internally. And that was the problem. I felt suddenly that I couldn't stay in the house any longer. I closed the laptop, I got up, and I walked outside the house. And it was late at night. It was dark. I think it was probably only maybe 9:30, but it was dark, and there was no one staying in the granny flat out the back of Mum and Dad's place. So I went onto the porch there, and there was a lot playing on my mind at this time. We'd recently had a message preached in which the speaker said, "You don't want to be a pew warmer." And that really stuck with me. Don't be a pew warmer, do something for God. And as I was standing outside, it was getting colder, but I knew there was something I had to deal with here and now. But of course, you're battling in your mind. I knew what God wanted of me. I knew that he was calling me to the ministry, that he wanted me to be a preacher of the word. But I was still weighing up the cost. But I couldn't escape what was in my mind that night, this one phrase, a pew warmer. Don't be a pew warmer. And finally, I remember just crying out to God, not too loudly because I didn't want anybody to hear, but I remember crying out to God, God, I don't want to be a pew warmer. If you can use me, then use me. And I, obviously, that's nothing fancy. And if you don't understand the background, it doesn't mean much. But to me, I knew exactly what I was surrendering to there. I was surrendering to the call to the ministry.
Mm.
And for me, that was a huge step. And that really brought peace to my heart. Finally, the turmoil was over. I'd finally given in. There was finally some clarity in my mind, and I could think straight. The noise was gone, as it were. It does bring to mind, though, that what one of our brothers said earlier about those who rush into the ministry because they think that it'll be nice to sit in an office all day and have cups of tea with old ladies and to just read books all day. In my experience, it doesn't come about like that. The call of God is a serious thing. The man who rushes into it doesn't understand the weight of responsibility that brings with it. And that is often why people will say they surrendered to the call of God. It wasn't something that they rushed into. It was something God had to deal with them about. Mm. God had to bring them to a place in their own life where they were ready to surrender to it. Mm. And for me, that took between a year and a half of God just slowly working in my heart to bring me to that one point, I guess a point of crisis in my life where I was ready to give up whatever ambitions I had, whatever thoughts I had of just being, you know, just a tradie, just does his 5 days a week and then comes to church on Sunday and goes back to work, you know. That, to me, that was just the average life. That's what I wanted, but God had to bring me to the point where I was ready to surrender to the call to the ministry. Since then, I have had the blessing of entering the Old Paths Bible College. It wasn't called Old Paths Bible College when we started it. I don't know that it really had an official name. It was just NBC College, I think. But anyway, Old Paths Bible College, and undergoing 3 years of intensive training. And it has been a huge blessing to me to be able to study God's Word in depth and to receive the support of the whole church here in doing that. I'm very thankful for the provision of the books for all of our studies. Mm. That has been a real blessing.
Mm.
And for the encouragement over the years, I've had a number of people come up to me and just sometimes they would just say, keep on keeping on. Something like that, and it was encouraging. And sometimes the flesh sort of wants to come to the surface and say, oh yes, well, you don't know what we're going through right now. You know, especially when Greek comes along. Brother Emmanuel said in his testimony that every course has been personally beneficial to him, and I was thinking about Greek in the middle of the semester and thinking, yeah, I don't know about that one, though. And Pastor Simeon said to me, you know, even if nothing else, Greek will teach you something about bearing under the load. And you'll learn about sanctification. And so he even started calling it Sanctification Class 3. So for me, that was a tough class, but I know I have learned a lot from it. Mm. And it has been a blessing. It has been very difficult, but it has been a real blessing. And the whole 3 years has really been a blessing. And as I look back, there were a lot of highs and lows, but The Lord has been faithful. He's sustained us through it. He has blessed us, and he has drawn closer to us as we have been faithful to study his word. And I'm very, very thankful for all of the training that we've had here. I know it's just a small part of our preparation, in a sense, for ministry. There's so much more that has gone into it over all the other years of our lives, that the preparation that our parents have put into us, which I'm very thankful for, the preparation that our Sunday school teachers and our pastors have put into us, the time that has been invested into us to prepare us for what the Lord has for us, I'm very thankful for all of that. So Bible College has been a huge blessing to me, and I'm very excited for what the Lord has for us for this coming year. A year of learning. I'm absolutely certain there will be a lot of things to learn this coming year through the pastoral internship. Our Pastor Simeon often says with a smile on his face, "I have plenty of things for you to do." but we have discussed this, and I'm confident that he will not overburden me. But I'm looking forward to what God has for myself and my family as we move forward, and for us as a church family and moving forward together in these coming years. So thank you all for your prayers, for your love, and for your support for each and every one of us. God bless you all. Thank you.